said this week, Pashas Boy, we have the mitzvah of Achezazel Nachem Rish Chodashim. It's the mitzvah which the Chinuch explains, the mitzvah is to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Chodesh mitzvah is on the Sanhedrin. On Sanhedrin Gedolah, in Eretz Yisrael, or the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud, and Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Beis, it's a mitzvah on Gedolah Yadah. Interesting, it's a mitzvah Miyuchad on the Gedolah Yadah and the Sanhedrin that they should be Mekadosh the Chodesh. How are they Mekadosh the Chodesh? They're Mekabel Edom. Edom come and testify in a May that they saw the new Levana, the new moon. The moon came out this month, and Bezalel listens to that Edis, the Makabal that Edis, and then the Makash HaChayish, they say Makudish, 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 and it becomes a Shchayish. And based on that, Chalois of a Shchayish were Kavei all the Yom Tovim. And this is a mitzvah saying the Torah. The Edom that come to be May are not being Makayim the mitzvah. But what the Edom are doing is the Messiah Yideyos Mitzvah. They have a schus of helping the Sanhedrin be became the Mitzvah. This Mitzvah is Miyuchid on the Sanhedrin. They're the ones that have this Mitzvah Saseh to be Mekash to Chayilish, and anyone that helps them that comes to say this, they're being Messiah. They're helping Bezin be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So Bavus, the famous first Rashi in Chumash, Rashi starts off and says, L'hoi tzorch haschus ha-toyu elu machish ha-zelachem. The Torah of Chaya could have started with the first mitzvah, Vachayshah Zanachem. Shehi mitzvah rishayin ashin istava bo Yisrael. The first mitzvah in the Torah that the Yidin were given. That's famous for Rashi. You have to understand this Rashi. Why is Vachayshah Zanachem the first mitzvah? This is in Pashas Boy. In Chaya we had until now three other mitzvahs. We had in Pashas Bereshis, Puravu, and Lechacha we had the mitzvah of Mila, and Vayishlach we had the mitzvah of Gidon Asher. In the Sefer Chinuch, this Vachayshah Zanachem is mitzvah Dama. This is the fourth mitzvah. So why is Rashi calling it the first mitzvah? So the Rishonim stand on this Rashi, the Chizkuni and the Reim, they say that Rashi means the Torah could have started with the first mitzvah that's what Rashi Medayek and Meduya consists in Estavah by Yisrael, the first mitzvah that was given to Am Yisrael. The other mitzvah Puravu was given to other Marishan before Klai Yisrael became an Am, before it became an Am Yisrael. The mitzvah of Minu was given to Avraham Avinu and to Bnei Keturah also was before it became Am Yisrael, before it became Klai Yisrael. And even the mitzvah of Kedon Asher was given to Yaakov Vinu and the Shvatim, that was also before it became Am Yisrael. You have to understand a little bit what they're saying, the Chizkun and the Reim, because when did Klai Yisrael become an Am? L'chor became an Am with Matan Torah. But this mitzvah of Achezhez and Lachem, if you look in the Pasha, was given while they were still in Mitzrayim. So while they were still in Mitzrayim, what was the big difference between Klai Yisrael and Yaakov Vinu and the Shvatim and even Avraham Avinu? What was the big difference? Why is this called? I saw in the Shariar, and he brings down from a Sefer Meshefer that says a little different, and maybe this is what Rishonim mean also. He says that Rashi means that this is the first mitzvah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. To Moshe Rabbeinu. And then it says all the mitzvahs were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's called Teres Moshe. All Teres mitzvahs were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Teres says these first three mitzvahs, Apuravu, Amila, and Gedon Asher, were given again later on to Moshe Rabbeinu. Repeated it, said it a second time. So there's a whole sugya in Sanhedrin, in Zion, the mitzvahs that were repeated, some of them were given, some are the Zion mitzvahs in there, and some are for the Yidin afterwards. But like upon him, these first three mitzvahs, Rashi is saying, we could have started from when Moshe Rabbeinu started giving the mitzvahs. Because in Maisa, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to repeat any mitzvahs that were said before, and would have been tag mitzvahs. And that's what Rashi means. That was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The purpose of repeating was to be given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave that mitzvah. That mitzvah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. They were just told to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael.
That's the Nekuda is Sinai.
Was it repeated again after Sinai?
Yeah, the Nekuda that it has to be repeated is because it's Pichel of Mount Torah. If it was given before, it's not Mount Torah. It's not yet Shabbos was given.
Right, in the Mara. There were three mitzvahs given in the Mara.
Oh, Shabbos was repeated.
Right. It was repeated. Yeah, okay, I hear you saying. But what does Rashi mean in the beginning, the famous Rashi, the Haskos Torah and Mechesh Del Nechem, means to start off with all the mitzvahs to give to Moshe Rabbeinu. So let's talk about this week's end of the first mitzvah is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. On the Indian of Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Milchus Nimuch explains, it's poshut, you need all Hilchus Eidus. Any halachas that apply to and Hilchus Eidus apply to the Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh. And one of the halachas we know is you need Eidus Shatei Yechol Azima. It's a Gemara Baba Kama, the Fayin Heim of Beis, and in Sanhedrin, the Fayin Malfam of Beis, and it's other places also, that Eidim have to be able to be Muslim. In the Torah, there's a famous Pasha of Eidim Zeriman, which is a big Chiddush, that really, normally, when you have two Edom contradict two Edom, it's Trey Trey, and it would be a Suffolk. If two Edom say Reuven's Chayv $100, two other Edom say he's not Chayv, he's Potter, that would be Trey Trey. That would be a Suffolk. It would be two Edom against two Edom, you'd weigh them equally, and it would be a Suffolk. You would go with Hilchus Fekus, Mochsik, and all the other ways we're Machriya by a Suffolk, but it would remain a Suffolk. But the Torah says a special chiddush of Hazama, that the second Edom don't just contradict them. They say it in a special nusach, and they make a specific point, and they say, "Hey, chatam eidim, imon ho yisim b'yisayim. How could you be made you with us that day?" For example, two Edom say that they saw Reuven borrow $100 from Shimon in Lakewood on this day, Tuesday. Two other Edom come and say, "Hey, chatam eidim, how could you say you saw this loan have this take place in Lakewood? Imon ho yisim b'Chicago b'yisayim. You with us too far away in a different state that day." Then the second Edom are believed. Why? It's also two against two. That's a Gzeir Sakasa. The second Edom say, Mon Hu Yisim, you with us, that's a Gzeir Sakasa. The Kiddush Torah, the second Edom are believed. And there's a special Einish. Whenever two Edom say, Mon Hu Yisim, and then Mazin, the first Edom have an Einish, the Torah says, Kasha Zomam Kim Yasaloi. What they planned on doing to their victim, what they planned on doing to the guy they testify, we do to them. If they try to be Machayev Reuven $100, we Machayev them $100. If they try to be Machayev Reuven Malkus, we give them Malkus. They try to make every misa, we give them misa. Whatever they try to do, we do to them. That's the din of Kasha Zaman. So the din of Eidah Shechta Nazima means you have to be able to be mazin them. If you cannot be mazin them, then the Edom apostle. What's the case where you can't be mazin them? So I think I went this morning, there's the one case of Bas Kayin. It's a little bit complicated case, but the more simple case that the Gemara brings down many times is when two Edom are made on a treifa, they chayav misa. A treifa, just like this treifa is by behemoth, Rachman Son, is an union of a treifa by a person also. If he has a chayr, the same yutchas treifa is a hole in one of the parts of one of the 18 parts of the body. The Chazal tell us he's not going to live more than 12 months. He's considered gavra ketela. He's considered, in a way, a walking dead man. He's walking, considered not really alive. So if two Edom say he's chayav misa, and then two other Edom come and mazim them, and they say, Mon Hu Yisim, you with us, how could you be made on the Shefer? We can't give these two Edom Kasha Zalman, because that would be too tough, there would be too much on them. They try to kill a Gav Katela. They would try to be made on a Shefer. They didn't try to kill a person who has a expected regular long life. They came to kill a Shefer who's already considered Gav Katela, so already considered a little bit dead. And these two Edom are healthy. To go give them Misa is too much. We can't give them Misa. So the Gemara says, that would be Eidah Shiyatah Chazim. You cannot give them Kashazam, you cannot be Mazim them. Therefore, we don't accept the Eidahs at all. So it sounds a little funny. So therefore, the Treifa gets away with it. The Treifa kills somebody, he can do what he wants, and no one can be made against him. That's the way it is. No one can be made against him. And we know there's a Benisham of the world, and the Benisham will take care of him. Either doesn't, if we don't do it with Eidim and Bezdan Shamata, then Bezdan Shamata takes care of him. But Akpanim is Gzeis HaKosov, that if the Edom or Eidah Shiyatah Chazim, you can be Mazim them, the Apostle Heir, they cannot be made on this. Achor, you have a case where you could have two Edom made on a Treifa, if the two Edom themselves are Treifas. If two Edom themselves have this Nekev in the Krim Shamayach, for example, the membrane around the brain, that's considered Treifa, and they're made on this guy, then to give them Misa, we could give them Misa. They try to give Misa to Treifa, we'll give them Misa.
You have to be Mazim them?
What? And he has to be able to mazim them. How are they? They would call Eshiyat HaKhanzima. I hear you asking.
That's true. If they try to kill somebody that was a treifer, I mean, the mice. If a treifer kills a treifer.
From Misa. Who said it to Misa?
He gave Misa to the treifer?
Yeah.
Who said? I mean, that's a fact.
But, well, first of all, I'm talking about a treifer killed a chai, a regular person.
Right, they were trying to
mazim chayv.
What would we be
able to trade? That's all separate chayv. Yes, nothing to do with this. I think he's chayv misa. I think he's chayv misa. Because chayv sure. I think he's chayv misa. I think he's chayv misa.
No, if you kill chayv.
There's no betzicha. There's no betzicha.
Oh, that's
you remember
this?
That's a gemara.
That's what it rises.
Oh, that's right. That's Yiralos.
If you kill
chayv,
if you
potter.
Okay, fine. Same thing as if
chayv
kills chayv, you cannot give him misa. So the same thing will be also. If Edom chayv, one.
You want to say if two Edom try to...
So wait,
you agree with this? If two Edom are Trefa, can they be made on a Trefa? Can they be made on a Trefa?
Of course not.
Why?
Because you wouldn't kill them.
Whatever you try to do.
Because you don't do Kashi Tom on them either. They weren't trying to kill a person. You look at it as if they're not trying to kill a person. Just look
dead,
right? Because
he
killed them.
Oh, yeah, there's a few problems with this. Also, how is the next Eidim going to be made on them? Maybe they themselves are Eidim Shia
Dechazimah. But the Imam should be the
same.
You're right about that Chiddush. Then it would be if
Reuven
was a traitor and he killed Shimon, that's a traitor.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, back upon him, but the main point that the Mechasanach is making is that, I didn't think about it, look it up. But the main point the Mechasanach is making is that Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh have to be Eidus Shavtei HaChazima. They have all Hechas Eidus have to be able to be mazin them. So, in fact, the Mechasanach is like Asha. Every Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh, how could you possibly be mazin them? What could you do to them? What's the Kasha Zaman? But if Eidim are saying that someone's Chayav Momin or Chayav Misa, Chayav Malkus, we could do it. You try to give a guy Misa or Malkus, we could do it to him. But Eidim that came to make Rosh Chodesh, what are we going to do to them? What did they try to do? We're going to make them into Rosh Chodesh? What could we possibly do to Eidim that came to be made that today's Rosh Chodesh? Where's the Kasha Zomim? Where's the possibility of Eidim Zomim? Does it affect the Mechus Chanach? So the Mechus Chanach answers, the Teretz is that there's a very similar Kasha Tosis at the beginning of Malkus. The famous Mishnah says at the beginning of Malkus that if two Eidim are made on a Kohen, that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. The then is, a Kohen is also to marry a Grusha Midaraisa or Chalutza and Chor Midarabanan. And if a Kohen is over and he's Baal Grusha or Chalutza, or he marries a Grusha or Chalutza and they have a child, that child is a Chol. A Chol is a Kohen who's Pasul Navoid. So if two Eidim are made on a certain Kohen that wants to avoid them, they made on his lineage that this guy's father was, he was born from a Kohen that was over there, they married a Grusha. And they want to make him into a Chol and pass him on Avoida. The Mishnah says you don't do Kasha Zamnam. And the Chol Mishnah means even if the Eidim are Kohanim themselves, in case you're Mazim, the Eidim say, how can you be made that you know their whole history, you were in that area when this kid was born, that time of his life. When we used to be with us in a different country, so even if they're Kahanim, we don't make them, we don't say Kashazam, they try to make them the Chol, we don't make them into Chalalim, into B'nai Gush, B'nai Gush, B'nai Gush. The reason is because the Gemara has a drush, Zayas HaKosav, the Torah says, Kashazam came yes aloy. The way they plan on doing, we do to them. We dash and loy v'loy nazari. We have to do it to them and not to their children, not their children. And if you want to make them into a Chalal, you have to make the children to a Chalal, because then of a Chalal goes for Dayus. But that you cannot separate it. You cannot make a father into a chol and not his child into a chol. It goes for those. And we have a special halach, a level in Azari, so we don't make them into cholalim. So, in fact, if you don't make them into a ben grusha ben chalutza, then chayra, these edim should be always edi shiatach nazima. You cannot be mazim them. So, how do we ever accept edis on a kayin that he's posel v'avayda, that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, and we know that you can? So Gemara, the end of Masechta Talmud, there's other places that they used to be accept Eidus on Kahanim to find out if the Kosher Avodah or not. But how do you accept this Eidus? It's Eidus Shetach Nazima. So this gives two Tiritzim. One Tiritzim says is, the Gemara writes that Beis Ben Bei says that wherever you can't do Kasha Zomam, you give Malkus. So Zaktaisis, Malkus will be in the place of Kasha Zomam. But Malkus will make it Eidus Shetach Nazima. You can't be Mazim them. You can be Mazim them and say Mono Yisim, and believe the second Eidim and give them a punishment of Malkus. We talk about give them punishment of Kasha Zomam, but we give them Malkus, and Malkus is enough. Achar Yishias Akasha right away. If Malkus is enough, so why do you ever have a problem of Eidim Shetar Chalazima? Even by our case of a Trefa, two Eidim made on a Trefa, we can't give them Misa because it was Gavak Tehla they came to kill, so we can't kill them, but let's give them Malkus, and that should be enough. So
Tosis said, it's a problem that you can't say Eidus. In a case where it's a problem that you can't even say Eidus. Yad Yechlazim is not only that you can't give the punishment. Yad Yechlazim, it could be in an open that you won't be able to, you can't be made.
But this case of two Eidim made on Trefa, what's the reason the apostle to be made? The reason is because it's Eidim Shetach Nazima. Because you can't give them Kasha Zomam of Misa. So why don't you say the Malkus is enough? The Teretz says that when do you say the Malkus is in the place of the Kasha Zomam? That's when they came to give someone else make me Ben Grusha Mechalutza. In comparison to Ben Grusha Mechalutza, Malkus is in the same league. Malkus is maybe on the same scale. It's something similar. So you could say we can't give them make them Ben Grusha Mechalutza, but we give them Malkus, and that's enough for Kasha Zomam. But when two of them came to kill someone, give him Misa, then really Malkus is not enough. Just to say the fact that you give him Malkus, that's not called Eidus Shetach Nazima. Eidus Shetach Nazima has to be a little bit equivalent to what they try to do. You could say Malchus takes the place of other things, but it doesn't take the place of Misa. That's the Teres. That's why Trefa would have to be a case of Edi Shiat HaChazima. But when they came to Meiran Ben Gushan Ben Chalutza, even though they we cannot make them into Ben Gushan Chalutza, the fact that we give them Malchus, that's considered Edi Shiat HaChazima. There's a Meiran, like the Mechasrim, the same thing over here. Edi Shiat HaKidusha Chodesh, there's nothing we could do to them. We could give them Malchus. And giving them Malchus would be enough of to be considered Edi Shiat HaChazima.
For one set
of Malchus for being made Shaydi Sheker of.
That's
going to be, we're going to learn that.
Why two sets?
One set. We're going to learn soon what the Joshua is, what the Malchus is. So in Pasuk, volume bin Akash to Rosh, then where's the Joshua? We're going to learn soon the Joshua. Then Tesis gives another terrace. Tesis says that in the case where you can't give Kasha Zamam, there's no halacha to begin with Veda Shatach Nazima. Because Tosfos explains, where do we know the whole halacha that you have to have Veda Shatach Nazima? Where does that come from? Where's this Joshua? Where's this din that you have to have Veda Shatach Nazima? So Tosfos, the whole din comes from the fact that the Torah gave a Pasha of Hazama. Since the Torah gave a Pasha of Kasha Zamam, obviously the Tzura of Edis has to be a Tzura of that's possible to the Kasha Zamam. This is the case of the Pasha of Edis. You have to be able to apply all the halachas of Edis. You have to be able to apply Kasha Zamam. And that's the whole halacha, that if you can't do Kasha Zamam, then this is not the case of Edis, which the Torah said. And that's why you have to, that's the whole halacha of Edis Shatak HaChazimah. As a meaning of Tosis, if the Torah itself said in a certain case there's no din Kasha Zamam, you taka don't need Edis Shatak HaChazimah. The whole reason you need Edis Shatak HaChazimah is that you have to be able to mekayim the Pasha of Hazamah. But if the Torah said in a case of Leivel and Azara, there is no din of Kasha Zaman, then mainly you don't need Edis Shatir Chalzim on that. So in Edis of Ben Gushim and Chalutza, you don't need the din of Edis Shatir Chalzim. Okay, because where do we know the whole din you need Edis Shatir Chalzim? That they should be able to be Muslim, because you have to be able to apply to them the Pasha Kasha Zaman. But if there is no Pasha Kasha Zaman, it doesn't start.
So say about Treifa too.
By Treifa, the Torah did say din of Kasha Zamam. You just can't apply it because it's not fair. But it's not like Mufka. It's not like the Torah did not say Kasha Zamam. By Leivel Azari, the Torah said it. The Mechas Chinuch wants to compare it to Kisha Chodesh also. Kisha Chodesh is not the pshat that you can't do it for a technical reason. There is no Kasha Zamam over here. There's nothing to do over here. Mechas Chinuch say the same thing over here. Where there's nothing to do, where there is no Kasha Zamam, then you don't need Edis Shatir Chalzima. So the second Teretz of Tosfos will also be Teretz in this Kasha. And the first Teretz of Tosfos will also be Teretz. Since you give me Malchus, that'll be in the place of Edis Shatir Chalzima. There is Malchus in the Torah. It's a whole separate Joshua. We're going to learn now. What the Joshua is, why it's Malchus. But the Michas Chinuch is a Kasha, according to the first Teretz. The first Teretz of Tosfos is explaining why by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza there's no problem of Edis Shiyatir Chazima because you Mekayim the Kasha Zamam with the Malchus. And the Michas Chinuch wants to say the same thing by Kiddush HaChodesh, that'll be the answer to our Kasha. By Kiddush HaChodesh, even though you can't have Kasha Zamam, the reason why it's Edis Shiyatir Chazima is because you give the Malchus. But in fact, the Michas Chinuch, the Kasha, and the Chayra, by Edis Kiddush HaChodesh, there will not be Malchus. He says it's B'Chodesh. Because if you learn the Gemara, that Bezim and Bez, the Gemara says, what's the whole mocha of Malchus by Edim Zayman? The Gemara says, let's see the Gemara again. The Gemara says, Ella, Remez Edim Zayman, Shalik Minotar Minayin. How do we know that Edim Zayman get Malchus Minotar? So the Gemara answers, the Pasuk says, Vetzdikus a tzaddik, Vashiris a rasha, Vahim binakas a rasha. Because people are being matzik the tzaddik, they're validating the tzaddik, they're making the tzaddik that he is a tzaddik, and Vashi was a Russian, they're showing that the Russia is a Russia, they get Malchus. So in fact, the Gemara, what does that mean? Mishum betzdik was a tzaddik, Vashi was a Russia, Vahim bin Akas a Russia? Because Edom are saying on a tzaddik he's a tzaddik, and on a Russia he's a Russia, they get Malchus. Why? They're saying the truth. So Gemara says, El is talking about Edom Shashi was a tzaddik. Two Edom, they lied. They came to say a tzaddik is chayiv. It's chayiv in Einish, and it's not true. But also Edom Achrini Vetzdikus Tzadik came up to other Edom and they mazim them. And they said, Imanu Yisimi with us. And they turned out that they made the person they were testifying against that he really is a Tzadik Mikar. Veshavinu Ngahani Vishayim. And they proved that Edom Zayim and Arishayim. Vayim Binakas Rasha, they get Malchus. Agoponim, this is the whole drasha from the Tzikus Asag, which is a rasha, where he's been a case of rasha, that in Zoyman get Malkus. Since the whole pasuk is talking about Eden that came to be Mashiach Tzadik, and the other two Eden came and protected the Tzadik, a chayr is Mashiach from here. The only time you have Malkus by Eden Zoyman would be where they came to be Mashiach as a Tzadik, where they came to be Masik somebody. They came to be Machayev somebody something, either Machayev Mammon or Machayev Malkus or Machayev Misa. But in the case of Kisha Chodesh, where they didn't come to be Mashiach anybody, there was no victim. They didn't come to hurt anybody. Tehidim Mechasach, Mehidim Chodesh, Chodesh won't be Malkus. That was a beautiful Chodesh. I went to many times and I thought of that.
That the love of the son is Cholok. And you don't say that love should be nice.
But since the whole Joshua, I saw in the Gosh the Binyan, the Behuda says this far also, and others say this far, but the Mechasanach is the one that's Mayrachan. The Mechasanach says that Poshim Shah, and the Josh is only when you came to be Mashiach as a Tzaddik, and then they were found to be in the Zoyim, that's Vizachir Malkas. And Mingla, we're back to Akasha. By Kisha Chodesh, the Chodesh will not be Malkas. And not be Malkas, back to Akasha, we should be Shavir Chazimah. Yo, say so second terrace like this. And a chanami.
And he's
going to first terrace. Second terrace will be a good terrace. According to the second terrace, you say that since there is no kashzom over here, you don't need a shechta chazimah. But kashzom
and
kashzom.
Even in the first terrace, it's not.
It's not like
the
first
terrace.
Even in the first terrace, it's not.
It's
no,
not
it's fair. It's not in the parasha at all.
No,
but the first terrace doesn't say that.
Kashzom was only said.
The first terrace doesn't say that.
Doesn't matter.
No, Eli's asking. I think
Eli's asking. The first terrace doesn't say that, too.
It's not in the parsha at all.
This is
neither is Eid is not in the parsha at all.
Neither is Ben Gush and No, Eli,
yes,
no, what
is
this? Neither is Ben Gush and
the first third is in the parsha.
No, it's not.
It's not. I think really he's asking him, my Rebbe, Yochanan Epstein, when he went to Tesis, he asked this kasha to us. He said, Tesis Akasha by Ben Gush and Chalutza, how do you have Eidish Shechtach Hazima, and how you can't be mazin them? So Rabbi Sakasha, well, where do you know the Eid Shachatiyach HaZimah to begin with from? You know it from the fact that Teres is Kasha Zama. So you have to be able to Mekayim the whole Pasha. But over here, there is nothing Kasha Zama. Teres itself is nothing Kasha Zama. So why do you need, so what's the whole Kasha to begin with? So, he expect us to say, you know, we were a little young then, he expect us to say, that's the second Teres. Like,
right.
Very, very good, that's the second Teres. But what was the Kasha to begin with? The second Teres is so good, what was the Kasha to begin with? So he wanted to say the second test, the first test obviously did not hold that's the mokka of Eidu Shechtach HaZimah. That the whole mokka is because the Torah gave Pasha Vazoma, that's why you need Atiyach HaZimah. Obviously, this is a different mokka. And he put down, it's Rashi, I think it's Sanhedrin, that says that the reason is you need to be able to have the shikul fear factor. You have to have the Eidim have to be a little bit afraid to lie. You have to be afraid of Kasha Zama. And that's the whole mokka, Eidu Shechtach HaZimah. If the Eidim are not afraid to lie, nothing can happen to them. Then they're not Neman. And that's Texas first there is that Malkus is with Malkum Kashzon. They have that fear factor, they're afraid to lie because of Malkus. But Al Kaponim, if you want to use Texas first there's a Chayr, if you're going to say this Chiddush, that Vashiyu is a Tzaddik, that the whole Malkus is only when they came to Mashiach Tzaddik, when they came to affect somebody, if they came to affect anybody, there's no Malkus to begin with, the Chayr back to Akasha. How do you have Eidish Akash Hazimah by Kiddush Chayrish? So the Mechassar basically says what the Ritzi is saying. Muzman Zogin that this Chiddush is Ladavka. That the Emes says you can have Malkus even when there is no Vashiyus HaTzadik. And it's just a Giloy that whenever there's no Kasha Zaman, even though the Mechassar says it's a Shtaka Svar to learn the Gemara that way, that the holding Malkus is only by Vashiyus HaTzadik, when they came to be Mashiach somebody. But from this Kasha will be Muchach, at least the first Tetzah Tetzah will hold that way, that there's no Din Malkus. That there's the Malkus, even if you were Mashiach Tzaddik, even just on Kisha Chesh itself. But according to the second Teres, Mechas Chinuch says you could keep our Chiddush. You keep our Chiddush and say that the Malkus is only by the Mashiach Tzaddik. You hear it? The Malkus, according to the second Teres, the Malkus Taka will be only by Mashiach Tzaddik, and the Teres of the Kasha will be that you don't need Eidish Shachar HaZimu, who is not the Kasha Zom. And it'll come out of Merdek and Nafkamina between two Teres. According to the first Teres, you have to say that by Eidish of Kiddush HaChodesh, when we're Mazim, they get Malkus. But according to the second Teres, the Teres says, Taka said, you don't say this Chiddush. Eidim, a Kiddush HaChiddush, that become Muslim, to other Eidim come and say, Mono Yisim, they will not get Malkus. So we're more than enough community to some Teres.
Let's say, Bohor Kurak. So it's not Eidim Zoyim. Do you give Malkus today?
No.
You don't?
No, it's
a fact?
Yes. Yeah, the Gemara says that. The Gemara says Lysan is Lavshem B'Maisis.
But there's those that learn Lysan is Lavshem B'Maisis.
Where we believe the second Edom, it came along to two other Edom, Mishpikos at Tzadik, it's the whole case of Edom Zerman. Only by Edom Zerman do we have a special Zeyas HaKosov that they get Malkus. So that's the Moedig Nafmin between two Turtz. If Edom and Kisha Chodesh, a Moshel, two Edom came and said that they saw the Levona and Bnei Barak Tuesday night, and they want to be made on the Chiddush HaLevona to be Mekadosh HaShchedosh, and two other Edom come and say, how could you, Heichatim Edom, you saw the Levona Bnei Barak, you want to eat some up in the Galil, you were with us far away, someplace else that night. So we believe the second Edom, and according to the first Teretz, it's Mukhach to say they'll get Malkus, and according to the second Teretz, it's Lavdavka. We can say the Mukhach is Chiddush, that since they weren't being Mashiach at Tzaddik, they were only talking about the Levona, the moon, they weren't talking about anybody, the Taka won't be Malkus. He wants to say the Mechaschinach Svara, even by, you can really keep the Mechaschinach Svara according to both Tirtzim. That Dafkari Mashiach Tzaddik, that's where you have Malkus. But he wants to say Svara that even Edom and Kisha Chodesh is coming to be Mashiach Tzaddik. Even when Edom are made on Levana, that is Levana, it really is Negea somebody. It could be Negea, all the boys that are Bar Mitzvah that day, to make them into Gedolim to be Bnei Einshim. According to these Edom, that is Rosh Chodesh, so any boy that day that became a mitzvah that day, unless he did any aveiro, or he was mazik somebody, he was playing baseball, he broke a window, if not for them, he would be a kohen. But their Edom could be considered Mashiach's Chodesh. Okay, Meir doesn't like it. Meir times it's too far removed.
Not only removed,
but
it's not the because they came to sit this guy to the Mashiach and they lied.
As long as he's negay somebody, he wants to stretch it. He wants to say, he says, other nafkaminas, this is Mibin, it's Chosh Sefer, Chosh Achen. Mibin, he was from the Yishlaim Shemaila, there's stories about him.
Maybe he was the
Avayabach, he was against the Moifsum about him in Yishlaim Shemaila in the book. He was in the old days in Yishlaim, from the Chosh Achen. It's in the Chosh Mishbatin, he says, another nafkamina would be, sometimes when you in the case we have schir, we have to pay your rent on Rosh Chodesh. So according to the, if not for these Edom, we'll be Rosh Chodesh yet. You won't have to pay your rent yet. But according to these Edom, they came to make a Rosh Chodesh to be mechayev money. So not enough community would be if someone had an Eved Ivri who goes out in Sheish, he goes out in 6 years, and the 6 years ends on Rosh Chodesh. So according to these Edom, they try to get the guy to lose his Eved that day. If not these Edom, the guy would have his Eved one more day. So they caused them a loss. They lost him to lose his slave one day earlier. These are all cases where he wants to say that even Edom HaKishu Chodesh can't affect somebody. It could be Mashiach HaTzadik. Okay, then we have the Mechassan from Mitzadar and Isidar, and this very famous Chakir. Said, what would be the halacha if two Edom, 12-year-old boys, came to be Meir that they saw the Levana? And their bar mitzvah was on Rosh Chodesh. So, Kadim Mechassan, how does that work? Do we say that right now they're not bar mitzvah and we're not makabal the Edus? Well, maybe Tan Mechassan, be makabal the Edus right now and be makash Rosh Chodesh, and then on Mafreya, it turns out it was Rosh Chodesh already from last night, and at the time they said the Edus, they would be bar mitzvah. Well, and then it would be good Edus. That's like Kadim Mechassan, would that work? You don't have to, but if you want to, you can do it. You want to listen to them, and you want to create an effect that these Avim Mitzvah came out of Yekashu Edom, would that work? So the Mitzvah Shlech wants to say, with the Tosis that we went before, we're telling two truths from the Tosis. Again, we have to have, the Edom have to be Edom Shechter Chazima. So according to the first Teretz, that the Edom Shechter Chazima comes from the Malkus, he said, in case we'll be Mazim, these Edom, these boys, and we'll show it's not Rosh Chodesh, it'll turn out that they're only 12 years old. It's not good. So you can't get the Malkus. So they'll always be Edom Shechter Chazima, because if we make it into Rosh Chodesh, they're Gedolim. But in case we're Mazim, then we won't be Rosh Chodesh, so they won't be Bar Mitzvah, so we'll be Edom Shechter Chazima. But according to the second Teretz, that the whole din of Edom Shechter Chazima is only where it's able to be Mekuyim Kasher Zalman over here, where you can't be Mekuyim Kasher Zalman, you don't need the Edom Shechter Chazima, so you could be Mekal these Edom. Then the Mechassan in the next place, Isisvav, is the Chakir in the other way. Let's say two adults in their 40s, they come to Meir that they saw the Levana. And two other kids come along who are 12 years old and want to be Mazin them. And these kids, their birthday is on Rosh Chodesh. Everybody's on Rishchedesh, and they'll become a mitzvah on Rishchedesh. The Edom who are mazim. So how does that work? If we accept the first two Edom, and we make it Rishchedesh, it turns out that the second Edom are a mitzvah, and now they're mazim them, so it's not Rishchedesh. But if it's not Rishchedesh, then the second Edom are not a mitzvah yet. So it turns out that we do believe the first Edom, so it is Rishchedesh. But if it is Rishchedesh, the second Edom are a mitzvah. So we do believe them, and it turns out that the first Edom are not believed. And it's a galgal chayza. It keeps going around in a circle, and it never ends. So what's the halacha over here? What do you do? Again, if you believe them, the first Edom is Rishchedesh, so the second Edom, they're a mitzvah. They're gedolim, and the hazlam was good. So we don't believe the first Edom. If you don't believe them, then it's not Rishchedesh, so the second Edom are dechtanim. So we don't believe them. So it keeps going around and around. So what do you do over here? What?
They saw the
Ezra and Ketanim, but the second, but if you makash the chodesh, then Gamafreya, you make them into Gedolim. So it turns out that Gamafreya, they were good Edom. Yes, that's what happens. When you make it Rishchedesh, you make it Rishchedesh Gamafreya from the night before. The whole day was Rishchedesh. That's what Rishchedesh is. So as a klad mechasanach. So the Michas Chinuch wants to say, L'chayra, the Edom, it'll be up to Bezin. Basically, that's his maskana. He says, L'chayra, he says that you let Bezin do what you want. If Bezin wants to be Makabal, the second Edom, In the first Chakira, when the Edom that came to Meir as a Shredish, they were the 12-year-old boys whose bar mitzvah was on Shredish. That's where he says it's up to Bezdin. The choice is up to Bezdin. Because really, normally, when two Edom come and want to be made on a Shredish, Bezdin doesn't have a choice. They have to be Makayim, they have to be Makabal to say it. They have a mitzvah say to Makayim, they have to be Makabal. But over here, when two kids come, they're not by mitzvah, Bezin can say, listen, right now you have a mitzvah, you don't have to listen to you, goodbye, go home. But if they want, they could listen to them and be Makayim and make them mitzvah during Mafreya. So Bezin has the yichelus to do that, to accept them and be Makayim, and then they'll be during Mafreya. And they would have a shchedesh, but they're not mechiv to do that. They're not mechiv to make them into gedolim afreya. Only if they do it, it'll work. If they do it, they're allowed to do it, but they're not mechiv to do it. But on the second case, that's not. He says something else. In the second case, he brings down a Rambam. There's a famous Rambam, Perek Beis Hilchos Kishah Chodesh, Halacha Yud, and the chodesh based on the sugya Hashana that Chaf Heyam Adal from Ma'isum Galiyah Bishua that the Gemara seems to say, and the Rambam says Beferish. That Bezin and Makash the Chodesh Betoyis, it's Makudish. Bezin makes a mistake, and the Makadish, and the same Makudish, it remains Vishchodesh. As the main, the Mechaskim wants to say, that's what will happen over here. When you Makabal the first Edom, and you made it Vishchodesh, even though that, in effect, made the second Edom Dolem, and they were Mazin the first Edom, but it's already too late. Even though you're Mazin the Edom, it remains Bezin and Makash the Chodesh Betoyis. Which is a shidduch chiddush, because maybe you might be mechalik. This is not considered a case of Bezin was mekash lechesh betoyis. We actually passed the Edom. But the Mechaskan says this together, Bezin was mekash lechesh betoyis, and it will remain with chiddush. That's the halacha. Also, in this week's Sedra, we have the last three makas of Abba Choshech and Makas Bechayos. And Makas Abba, the locust, the pasuk says, "V'yal ha'aba al kol eretz Mitzrayim v'yonach b'chol gevul Mitzrayim." The Abba rested in the whole borders of Mitzrayim. Pasuk, the pasuk is saying that the Abba came in the entire Mitzrayim. The Baal Turim says the Santa Hekesh. Achari, it's a medrash that I don't think we have this medrash, but the Baal Turim brings down a medrash that makes a Hekesh. It says over here, "V'yonach b'chol gevul Mitzrayim," a loshon of a yonach. And we also have the famous lashon of Yonach B'Yemeshvi by the Pasha of Shabbos, Yonach B'Yemeshvi. So the Baal Turim brings down Malamed Shenocha Abba B'Shabbos. We learn out from here that the Abba rested on Shabbos. The Abba did not come on Shabbos. Chasun is safe for Sicha Pesach. It's a safe. It's a leaket from mostly Pia Shmur from Chaim Kanievsky. It's an enikul of his wrote up the safe things he heard from his Zedon in Yoni Pesach, and he speaks over there about Esamakis. He says Reb Chaim is the kasha. It's an Amud Pei Vav of the safer. He says, what's shayach the whole union of shvisa for the Abba from eating on Shabbos? He says, even though when the Abba, when the locusts eat on Shabbos, they're doing melachas kaitza. When they eat from mechuba, they're doing kaitza. One of the lamites melachas is kaitza, to cut anything that's mechuba. And over here, when they eat from mechuba, they're eating melachas kaitza. But the problem is that this Pesha Gemara, that the din of Shvisis Behemtoi does not mean the lamites melachas. It doesn't mean the behema cannot do the lamites melachas. It means the behema should rest. And the Pesha Gemara, the Gemara says, my medo the behemtoi, I got a seven b'Shabbos. A person's allowed to let his behema pasture on Shabbos. What? So the Abba also, whatever they're doing for them, and he brings down, Tosis says over there, Daf Kuchav Beza Mer Aleph.
This is a lot of man dashal,
it's only for the hang. Right, you want to eat. Right, so this is, so the Tosis brings down, Kedashin b'mechilten, the man you knew of Shach v'chamocha, the mechilten says this, Yochel lo yinichen o teilu shen yinichen o leika, I might think, don't let the behemoths be toil and shoika, don't let them eat. Hamalim and man yinuch, veinze noyach el atzah. That's not Lashon HaMechilta. That's not noyach for the behemah, that'll be tzah for the behemah. And Rashi Chumash means then also, so Rashi Pashem Shpata means then also, as a Pnei Shua in the fifth pair, that's not Alach from Alach, that's not Alach from Beis, that's
Mitzvah.
Who says that? Okay, that's your turn. So basically, he's asking, what was the Shvisa by Abba that this is the Yonah Prim Shvi? What's past the whole union of Noach to be Noach and Shabbos telling the Abba not to eat? In the Noach and Ratzah. So Chaim says, I think a little better. He brings on the Yishalmi in Tainus, Peregimel Chavav, and everybody knows this Yishalmi, but he knew this Yishalmi. Yishalmi in Tainus, Peregimel Chavav says that the derech of Abba is to be Lahashmit. They destroy. Not only do they eat everything, but they eat the roots and they eat the eights and the shrushim, and they destroy the whole plants and trees from producing right there. There's a meaning of Tainus of Chaim, when they eat the food, you could say, that's the Hanah. But when Abba eat the roots and the wood and the eights, there's no hanah from that. That's their avodah. That's their work. Abba's avodah is when they have a gzeirah min hashamayim to go make a magefa, they go and do their job and they destroy everything. As many of them, that's the vienach of Abba, that they stop doing the work of destroying the roots, eating the eitzim and the roots. Based on this Yishalmi, that Abba, they don't only eat oichel, they don't only eat the food, they actually eat the wood also. And that part, and that's the part, that's the part that they rest on Shabbos. And then he has a kasha mitzad mitzuyim. L'maisa was explaining why the Abba had off on Shabbos. L'maisa, he asked, how do you understand what's up with the mitzuyim had a day off on this makas? We don't find that by any of the other makas. The other nine makas, we don't find that the mitzuyim had a day off on Shabbos. What's up with by makas Abba alone, the mitzuyim had a day off? So he says, he answers with the medrash. There's a medrash, Shmeister Abba, a perik yigimel. The fourth verse, the Medrash says, Abba lo mehevi alein. What was the reason for Makas Abba? Menesha som was Yisrael zari chitim sayim. That's not from the Medrash, because they made the Yidden plant chitim sayim. Achayim means that they climb. They made the Yidden be over this of climb, bikoch nefesh, and because of that, they got the Einish of Abba. As a man, as Dr. Chaim, there's another Medrash in Shmai Yisrael Abba, Perkei, Yitches, that says on Shabbos, the Mitzvim did not make the Yidden work. It was a special nest that the Bnei Shalom put the machshav in their minds to give the Yidden a day off. They did not make them work on Shabbos. As a meal, since they didn't work on Shabbos, they didn't make them claim on Shabbos. That's why they didn't have Abba, the Mak of Abba on Shabbos. But I was just thinking, you have to understand a little bit, so why they have the other nine Makas on Shabbos? If they didn't make them work on Shabbos, what's up if they had the other nine Makas? The Teretz is very good. Teretz is, all the Makas were not for the work that they made them do. The Makas were because they kept them in Shibu, they kept them as slaves, and they didn't let them go out, they didn't let them go free. They were just let them go free, they didn't let them go free. That's why, even though on Shabbos they didn't make them work, but they kept them trapped. They kept them as slaves. That's where all the other nine makas were. But this makababa was not just for the shiba of keeping them trapped and keeping them slaves, keeping them avodim. This makababa was specifically that they made them, the Medrash says, they should so much serve zari chitim usayim. And that, since they didn't do that on Shabbos, that's what the makababa was doing. That's what we want to say. Oh, they were forced to do it here, then. Yeah.